It's 72 degrees at 8:30 this morning in Indy, and it's time for another update on our local news, once again with Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Indianapolis Department of Public Safety is touting the success of its response to last year's Richmond Hill neighborhood explosion. DPS says improvements can always be made, as WFYI's Sam Clement reports.
The department put together a review team to go over what went right and what went wrong. Director of the Office of Audit and Performance, Manny Mendez, says needing improvement doesn't mean the effort wasn't effective.
But you always want to challenge processes. Something as simple as laying a hose down. Having the bridges to allow cars to go over those hoses, it's a small improvement. But look at the tremendous value in increasing response time. So it's little things like that that we're going to challenge throughout these engagements, and we'll always strive for perfection.
DPS Director Troy Riggs says some of the changes have already been utilized.
Anytime we have a major operations, we open up an operations center. We make sure we have it on site. We're looking at using our regional operations center as a backup as well. That process already developed. You saw a lot of that going on with the Belmont fire. That did not really exist before. That is something that's going to be protocol in the future.
The review team targeted three areas: site control, communication, and operations. Three people are charged in the case that affected 125 homes and resulted in nearly $4.5 million in damage. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
Teachers in the state's largest school district have a new two-year contract. The Fort Wayne Community School Board approved the agreement Wednesday, one day after it was ratified by the Fort Wayne Education Association. The new contract covers only wages and wage-related benefits as stipulated by state law. Base salary for eligible teachers will increase by $1,100 for the current school year. Starting salary for new teachers with a bachelor's degree will be $35,500. Starting salary for new teachers with a master's will be $39,500. The government's Consumer Advocate Office says more than 33 million workers qualify to have their student loans forgiven because they work at schools and hospitals in military and police uniforms. But the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the system is overly complicated and often confusing. Roughly a quarter of the U.S. workforce stands to take advantage of federal rules that give favorable loan repayment options to those who work in public service fields. A report released Wednesday says too few college graduates avail themselves of the loan forgiveness options and needlessly carry millions in debt. Indianapolis commemorated the 50th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech at King Park last night. Part of the event was rereading Martin Luther King's address. Markel Pipkins, a junior at Shortridge Magnet High School, had the honor and says he hopes he sparked similar inspiration as Dr. King.
I'm hoping that a lot of them feel the same way that those that were at the original March on Washington felt, that they go away leaving here with something on their minds and in their hearts, feeling that his rendition of the speech has inspired me to the point where I feel like I might not be perfect now, can go out there and still do better.
The Indianapolis Park is the site where Robert Kennedy delivered his famous speech after Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. New York City is the focus of a new effort to attract more employers to Indiana. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
The Indiana Economic Development Corporation says a marketing campaign has been launched in Times Square. It includes two 15-second ads on a massive video screen that will run twice an hour through the end of the year. The IEDC says the campaign was developed in-house and with local vendors. A release issued this morning by the corporation does not include the cost of the New York City effort. The president of Auctions America says national cable TV coverage of this week's Auburn Fall Sale is a fantastic opportunity for the DeKalb County Park to catch up with its competitors. Donnie Gould says the broadcasts on NBC Sports Network will reach 80 million homes, giving the event and the Auburn Auction Park much-needed exposure.
The fall event is our premier event, and Labor Day weekend, Auburn, Indiana, becomes a destination city for car collectors, and it has been a destination city Labor Day weekend for many years. This year, when they come, they'll see a wide variety of cars, 1,100 cars in total, and they'll see very high quality. The quality continues to increase each and every year.
We have a full interview with Gould posted at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. The Gary Chicago International Airport Authority Board says its committee seeking public-private investment has received 10 requests for proposals responses. They include stakeholders from New York, Illinois, California, and Texas. The committee is planning to recommend some of those proposals to the full board next month. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a two-year MBA and a nine-month graduate certificate. Offered 1 weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
This is Gary Dick. Each week, Inside Indiana Business Television brings you the people and the policies that shape the Indiana economy. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Be connected with the full hour of Inside Indiana Business, Friday evenings at 7:30 on WFYI 1.
Fort Wayne and Allen County's new economic development organization is launching a $5 million campaign. More from Inside Indiana Business reporter Andy Ober.
Be Part of Something Greater aims to secure $5 million to fund the first 5 years of operations for Greater Fort Wayne, Inc. The organization says its first eight corporate investors have already committed $1.2 million toward the effort. The group has also introduced the Fort Wayne Competitiveness Index, a partnership with the IPFW Community Research Institute to measure how the Allen County City compares economically with 99 other Midwest markets. Fort Wayne currently ranks 52nd on that list. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Illinois-based Pioneer Oil Company is announcing a new Vincennes operation. The company is planning to move into a vacant downtown building. It will house more than three dozen workers. Later today, on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather, today mostly sunny with a high of 88, partly cloudy tonight, low 69. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 92, mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and storms possible with highs near 90. Right now it's 72 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. It's coming up on 8:38 now at 90.1 WFYI.